Alrighty, we'll call this meeting of the Senate Transportation Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 1:35 PM Tuesday, February 1. Present today, we have Senator Michicki, Senator Keel, and myself, Chair Myers. That gives us a quorum to conduct business. Staff in the committee today, we have Nancy Hemingway from Senate Records. Leo is our moderator. And of course, Michaela Anderson is my committee aide as always. Quick reminder, of course, to please silence your cell phones for the duration. So at this time, we will hear SB 168, Donations, Gifts for DOT Signage by myself, Senator Myers. So this is the first time hearing the bill. The plan today is to hear the bill, take public testimony, and then to move the bill out from committee today. With that, I'd like to welcome my staff, Dawson Mann, to the table to present the bill and respond to any questions. Before we get started, I just want to state a little bit for the reasoning for this bill. It, to some extent, it got inspired by some events that happened in committee last year. Of course, we know that as legislators, we have an opportunity to honor individual Alaskans or groups of Alaskans who've contributed to our communities. And one of the ways that we do that is through the commemorative naming of bridges, public buildings, roads, etc. And the problem is that, unfortunately, it become a point of contention to put up the funding for these naming projects for the signage. And we don't want that to become an additional roadblock with those fiscal costs for our honoring of our fellow Alaskans. So SB 168 provides a new avenue for funding commemorative naming projects by allowing receipt authority for the Department of Transportation so that they are able to collect donations for that signage. It does not require that the costs be paid by outside groups, but instead helps to codify a process that will not be reliant on state funds. With that, I ask Mr. Mann to put himself on the record and go ahead and present the rest of the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Dawson Mann, staff to Senator Myers, and I will briefly be going over the sectional for this bill. And are you fine if I keep the mask off while speaking? Good. So SB 168, Donations, Gifts for DOT, and PF Signage. Section 1, AS 37.05.146C, page 1, lines 5 through 7. This section adds gifts, donations, and grants received by DOT and PF to the definition of program receipts and non-general fund program receipts found in the Fiscal Procedures Act in accordance with Section 2 of this bill. Section 2, AS 44.42.060, page 1, lines 8 through 14, page 2, lines 1 through 3. This section adds that the department may receive gifts, donations, and grants in accordance with a memorandum of understanding with the donor party. This section also outlines that the funds may not be used until the necessary funds have been collected from the donor.
All right.
And I can also quickly touch that this bill has a zero fiscal note.
Thank you, Mr. Mann. In the room with us today, we've also got Andy Mills, the ledge liaison for the Department of Transportation. And online, we have Mr. Matt Walker, a state traffic and safety engineer from DOT, and Dom Pagnon, the administrative services director, for questions as well. So, Mr. Mills, if you wouldn't mind taking the presenter's table quickly, real quick here, if you have any comments from the department on this bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Again, Andy Mills, legislative liaison for the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. Yes, Mr. Chairman, the bill is in front of you. The department sees as codifying a process to have third parties pay for name signage for infrastructure. And so having that on the books to reference seems reasonable. Other than that, the department is happy to answer any questions that we might have today to clarify anything for you.
All right, thank you. Questions from the committee? Pretty straightforward.
I have just a couple.
Senator Michicki.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mills. I Is this how you would have written this bill? I am interested, and we have examples in the past where folks are very supportive of something, and you see sometimes an erosion of support because of the costs out of the state coffers instead of a group of veteran supporters or senior supporters or the person who won the Iditarod supporter or something that where we want to name a road or a bridge or something. Is this how you would have written this bill, or are there some improvements? And the reason I asked that question, well, if you can answer that, then I'll ask it in a different way.
Certainly. Through the chair, Senator Maticki, in review of this legislation, it follows a path that we would normally take, which is to have a third party designated to sign a memorandum of understanding or MOU with that party. And that they would provide or furnish the funding prior to us creating and then placing that signage. So this bill follows essentially what we would envision doing if a third party were paying.
Okay, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Maticki.
The memorandum of understanding agreed on by the donor and the department. One of the reasons I asked that question is it may be an organization that collects the donation and offers it to the department in a lump sum. That was why I asked, one of the reasons I asked that question. It may not actually be a donor. It may be a community person that decides they're going to be the clearinghouse for these donations. I suppose maybe I'm getting too granular. The other question I had is, the timing on nothing happens until, so it may be a bill that we support, maybe a fiscal note we support from the state, yet donors want to be a part of supporting this effort and decide that it's coming in later, which we would be open to doing that under this bill, but nothing can happen the way this is written until the donor funds come in. Does that present a problem of some sort?
Through the chair, Senator Maticki, to answer your second question first, that is correct. The way that it is written currently, it ensures that the department will not, should a naming bill pass through the legislature and designate a third party and statutorily designated program receipts to pay for that, that the department would be on the hook if those funds were not received, that we would have to find a way to place that sign pursuant to the bill that passed. So this is making sure that that collection is made first as the trigger to initiate our portion, the department's portion of that. To answer your first question, certainly an organization seems logical to have as some entity that could provide those funds to the department. In an MOU, often there is a representation or an individual of an organization that is signing that on behalf of the organization. So they would be a party or an individual that would be on that sheet. So in our eyes, when signing an MOU, you certainly could say a person or party, and that is the designee of the organization that is gathering those funds together and is representing that organization. I don't know that this language bars that activity, but just making sure that that's spelled out. We, in an MOU, don't have an organization sign. It's a representative of that organization.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? Senator Schauer.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Sorry for being late. Hopefully I didn't miss too much here. But it says on page one, line nine, may accept those gifts from a person or agency. And this is, I'm a big fan of this. And I appreciate it because we've had this debate before. And like I said, it was preventing good people from wanting to help and taking the politics out of it for the money. When it says persons or agency, does it need to be further codified as a group? Because you say agency, there's kind of a state connotation beside, you know, like an official entity. Does it need to say person, groups, or some other language there that makes sure we're not limiting, you know, I don't know, whatever. But like I said, I read that as a person or an agency for the purpose of it. And how do you define an agency? I guess maybe that's a better question.
Mr. Mills?
Through the chair, Senator Schauer, that is a good question. I don't have a statutory interpretation of what agency is defined as. But again, I think for purposes of this, we would take person to mean a person who could be a member of an organization that is working with that organization. If Of course, if you seek to clarify it further and make sure that's understood that an organization can, we certainly wouldn't be opposed to that clarification. But I think the person in this could very well be a person representing an organization that comes forward and representing that organization signs the MOU and is the person with which the department coordinates.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Sharp.
I know that most of the time it's not a person. It's always been a group, a nonprofit, or some other group that's done that, which is why I asked. I guess we could clarify here the intent language of if that was your intent, Mr. Sponsor, in this case, Mr. Sponsor, Sponsor, is there a mister for that? That was the intent of it, but I just think that may be clarified because I can see later if somebody's going to come and say something, go, well, you know, you're not a whatever, you know, if you codify it. So whatever you think, Mr. Chairman, just make sure we don't get limited.
The intent and the what got conveyed over to Ledge Legal in drafting was real simple. We wanted to be able to allow a nonprofit, a for-profit business, a fraternal organization. We wanted to keep the language as broad as possible for any sort of group that might want to be the conduit in this case for soliciting and collecting those donations to then turn over to DOT. And so agency is the language in which Ledge Legal gave us. We can call them and ask, but I don't think that we're going to have any different answer.
I'm fine, Mr. Chairman, as long as it's on the record, that was the intent.
Yep. Thank you. Senator Keel.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. To Senator Schauer's point, if it said natural person, you'd have a problem, but it just says person, so that includes a corporate person, a nonprofit corporation is a person for those, again, statutory, the way they do it.
Sounds good.
So this meets the intent the chairman just ran out, as I understand the law.
We can go back and look at the video later. They can ask. Just want to make sure it was out there and wasn't missing one. Thank you.
All right. Senator Chickie, do you? No. Okay. All righty. Seeing no other questions, we'll go ahead and move on to public testimony. So, all right. So I will, at this time, open public testimony on SB 168. Is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify? Seeing none. Is there anybody online wanting to testify? Seeing none, we will close public testimony. With that, are there anybody interested in offering an amendment to this bill? If only they all went this smooth. Senator Mashiki.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have an amendment. If I was going to amend the bill, I would add the word organization, and I would change the by the donor to donor representative or something like that. But we've discussed it on the record. I think it's clear a donor could be the executive director of a veterans group that's collecting for that particular reason. And we'll go with Senator Keel's interpretation of a person could be an organization or nonprofit. I think that's probably adequate. I can't imagine something being held up by that without further clarification of those two sections or those two words. That I probably would have written it a bit differently, but if everyone agrees that this functions as intended, I'm fine with it without amending the bill.
All right. Seeing no amendments, Mr. Vice Chair, do we have a motion?
Sliding right in. We do. Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 168, Work Order 32-LS1212/alpha, with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Seeing no objection, Senate Bill 168 moves from committee. We'll take a brief at ease to sign the paperwork. All right, we are back on the record. Seeing no other business before the committee for today, that concludes our meeting. Our next meeting is this Thursday, February 3rd. We will be hearing and potentially moving HB 87, electric assisted bicycles. As a reminder, amendments for HB 87 are due tomorrow at noon, as noticed last week. With that, we are adjourned at 1:52 p.m. Thank you.